joining us. He's an area wildlife manager in the Colorado Springs area, Tim Craning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Terry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We're pretty fortunate up here in Fort Collins. We didn't get any measurable snow on the ground. We got some moisture we needed. I heard you guys down there might have got a little more.
Yeah, I actually live up in Woodland Park, and we got about 2 feet of snow. Power's out right now, so didn't get the morning coffee. A little bit dragging this morning, but that's okay. We're making do.
Yeah, that's the problem. This time of the day, my biggest concern was the trees taking out power lines, and we have a lot of fully developed, fully leafed out trees in our yard right now, so we dodged the bullet, but some people didn't. But I guess we were so desperate for moisture. Let's look on the bright side, don't you think?
Absolutely. Definitely a bright side with getting that moisture. It's very needed. It's going to have impacts, like you said, our wildlife, and then also our plants that are around for sure, but we do need that moisture.
And we certainly did. You know, Tim, it'd be an understatement to say a lot of people have returned or started doing outdoor activities over the last few years with COVID because other things were limited, and a lot of people rediscovered the outdoors, and a lot of people dipped their toe in outdoor activities for the very first time. And they go to a certain point, though, and before they can progress, they run into some roadblocks. The two main reasons people either quit going outdoors or don't go outdoors more and do more activities, number one is access to places, to facilities, to resources. And number two is knowledge of how to do these outdoor activities and, you know, how to get started, just a little bit of a point in the right direction. You guys are having a couple events down in the area really geared at helping some of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. And aiming at that knowledge aspect, like you said. So the first one's going to be Get Outdoors Day. It's going to be June 4th from 9 to 3 at Memorial Park, or some people call it Prospect Lake. And then our second one is going to be Outdoor Skills Day, which is at Mueller State Park on June 25th from 10 to 3.
Tell me a little bit about what'll I find. If I go June 4th to Prospect or Memorial Park, 9 to 3, first of all, is there any admission fee?
Nope, it's totally free. It's come fun for the whole family. The first 800 kids are going to get a free fishing rod that Colorado Parks and Wildlife is going to be giving out. Also, Apache County Sheriff's Office is going to be there giving some rods as well, and then help the kids fish along with our officers and staff, helping them learn how to fish. But that's not the only activity. There's going to be a whole host of activities on the park to include kayaking, paddleboarding.
You're cutting out on me a little bit, Tim, but
sure.
You there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You were cutting out a little bit, but you said you're going to have kayaking and paddleboarding. One of the things about the kid, you said 800 kids are going to get fishing rods, the first 800. That's just awesome. They're going to get to fish there. Now, obviously, you're not going to have 800 people to help. You'll be there to help people, but parents will need to be along. Are they going to do any stocking of that lake to give them a better chance?
Yes, we just put some fish in just the other day. So they're going to have a better chance of being able to catch some. We'd put some rainbow trout in that body of water.
And you talked about the kayaking and paddle boards. Those are two activities that really have taken off. They're fun activities. I own kayaks, but there can be some safety and some regulatory issues if you don't do a little education, how to use those and what's proper and things. And we want to make sure people are doing that right. But I'm looking at some of the things you and I talked about before. Another one, you're going to have some shooting there. You're going to have pellet guns, I believe, at the first event.
Yes. So at June 4th on our Get Outdoors Day, we'll have pellet guns down there at the Memorial Park, as well as archery. And then Bass Pro is also bringing a range out along with CPW. That's a really popular activity, again, just to get people more knowledge and to try it out for free. Because some of these outdoor activities, I mean, it can start to cost a small fortune, as you and I both know.
And right, and we want people to be able to dip their toe in, get a little advice, get pointed in the right direction. Some of these, it doesn't cost much to get started if you do it right. Some are going to take more of an investment. So that first event is June 4th, 9 to 3 at Memorial Park or Prospect Lake. Now, the other one's coming up, and that's later on at, I think that's the 25th of June, and that's at Mueller State Park. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, that's right. So that one, you just have to pay the day pass to get into the state park. If you don't have one, you can pay as you're going in, or if you've got an annual pass, that'll work to get you into the park. And it's very similar. We have a couple different activities. There'll be 22 shooting range to teach people how to shoot 22s safely, a little bit of education on gun safety, and then also there's a 20 gauge trap shoot at the top of the hill. Again, we're teaching people how to be safe with firearms, and then also how to shoot a moving target with shotgun.
And then you have archery at that one too, and I, if I'm not mistaken, that park may have an archery range that's available year round. And then I see here you've got another thing set up. You're going to have a camping set up, or how to do camping, and you're going to have s'more stations. And then there's something about caves. What's the caves thing?
Right. So, yeah, a lot of different activities. There's a cave simulator that's coming again, and that's a neat opportunity for kids to be able to come and learn about caves, what not to touch in caves, a little bit about cave safety and etiquette, and then they can actually walk through or crawl through a cave simulator that they do have there on the park that comes in. And then, like you mentioned, there's s'mores. You know, everybody loves a good s'more. If you don't know how to build a s'more or want to a new idea, there's
All right. We're still having a little trouble, Tim, but I think we got the message out. But last thing, is there information on the websites of both on these at Parks and Wildlife, or where would I get more information?
Yes, that's great. You would go to a website, Colorado Park and Wildlife's website, cpw.state.co.us, or for Get Outdoors, it can be found on Colorado Springs City's website, or Outdoor Recreation Alliance partnered organizations and on this big event as well to make it come together and happen.
All right, my friend, we're going to let you go, but great activities. I hope we get a lot of people out enjoying them. Thanks for joining us and sharing, Tim.
Okay, thank you.